Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And I am concerned. That's why I'm interviewing this week my friend Mike Shreve. Mike and I have teamed up together to produce a book for New Agers. There are so many reasons that we need this book at this moment in history, because I believe you cannot understand what Satan is up to in the end times without understanding the New Age. And there are so many people caught and trapped in the New Age that are really God seekers, but they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They're really truth seekers, but they don't have knowledge. And I'll tell you another thing that concerns me greatly is a lot of these New Age courses, they're so deceitful that well-meaning Christians get in it, and then because it has such a spiritual hold after they're in it, they open themselves up to demons or familiar spirits, and it's very difficult for them to get out. You don't want to even touch something like that. For instance, I've heard for years a top personality on television pitching the Course on Miracles, and we love this personality, so therefore, whatever book she recommends, we get into. Mike Shreve, what is wrong about this, something like the Course on Miracles or TM? I mean, they're so deceitful, many Christians get into it.
Well, the Course in Miracles was written because the author and some of her co-workers were in strife all the time and arguing and fussy with each other, and they thought there's got to be a better way of living. And so it's all about kindness and generosity and forgiveness and mercy, but they bypass the big issue. Simplifying it, Helen Schuchman, who wrote The Course in Miracles, taught that salvation is nothing more than right-mindedness. Being saved is not all about going to the cross. She said she teaches that the crucifixion had no part in the atonement, and they totally dismiss these claims of Christianity. The emphasis is on forgiving others. They say we don't need to get forgiveness from God, because to a New Ager, God is just an impersonal life force anyway. And the gospel is all about getting forgiveness from God. It's not just about forgiving each other. That's certainly a partial truth, but it's not the whole truth. And salvation is more than just thinking right. Salvation is a spiritual rebirth where the Holy Spirit enters back into us. And really, you know, Sid, that's the big dividing line between New Agers and the biblical point of view. New Agers teach that a divine essence is already within every human being. Define God, you look within. The Bible teaches that prior to salvation, God is external. He's outside of us. And define God, you invite him into your heart from without. And the upper room testifies of that. The Holy Spirit came into the upper room like a rushing mighty wind, and all the disciples were filled. That was a God outside of them coming into them. But see, the Course in Miracles and all these other New Age books and groups and teachers,
there are so many of these groups out there, and they're taught in college courses. They're taught by doctors. Look at how many people get involved in yoga because a doctor says it can lower your blood pressure.
Right, and they have no idea that they're walking right into a net to capture their soul, because they start studying hatha yoga, and then they get intrigued about the whole concept and start digging deeper and digging deeper, and then they get into raja yoga and mantra yoga and all these other.
But how about all the it's just a proliferation of New Age on television, the Harry Potter. You can't watch TV without seeing something connected with the New Age. It just seems like there's such a proliferation of it right now.
Well, even Mickey Mouse is a sorcerer in some of the films. that they've done because they, again, they do not differentiate between this the state of man being separated from God and needing God to come into us from without. They just say that all this power, whether it manifests as a sorcery power or whether it manifests...
I mean, what about all the video games that are out there?
Yeah. In fact, the movie Avatar is drawing from Hinduism. The word avatar means an incarnation of God.
Tell me about, I mean, each one of these stories, they're so fascinating. We learn so much. And, of course, the hero of every story is Jesus. Tell me about Vail Karuth.
Well, Vail Karuth was a student of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. She's in Chapter 8 of the book, Truth Seekers. And she was very, very devoted to TM. She was one of the first teachers of TM in this country. And she stumbled onto a salvation experience because one of her friends, who was into psychic phenomenon, started into a practice called calling on the name of the Lord. And they just decided that it would be powerful to choose the name of a deity and just call on that name over and over again until they got some kind of supernatural manifestation. Well, having somewhat of a Christian foundation as a child, she thought she would choose the name Jesus. And during certain meditation times where they met to call on the name of a deity, she began calling on the name of Jesus. She started feeling this power that would come over her that was so far surpassing any power she experienced in transcendental meditation, that she began to de-emphasize the TM in her life, and she started spending more time actually calling on the name of Jesus because she felt that there was a greater intensity with it. And then during that period in her life, she had a real encounter with Jesus where she realized that his death on the cross was what salvation was all about. And that's when she left TM altogether. But her personal experience is intriguing to me because it shows the power of calling on the right name. Something else about Vail's story was that when she was calling on the name of the Lord, she also one night decided she was going to quote the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. She went all the way through to the end, where she said, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And when she said that, she said this powerful burst of brilliant white light came into the room and just shook her to the core of her being. And she realized, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. And so the next day, Vail removed all the pictures of gurus and spiritual masters from the walls of her house and left one picture up, and that was the picture of Jesus, because she realized that he truly was the only way. He said, I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And she said that that whole experience was summed up this way, that wave after wave of the purest and deepest and most indescribable love poured through every fiber of her being, that when she had this encounter with Jesus, she knew she was loved of God and wasn't meditating on some impersonal cosmic force. It was an encounter with the love of God. And that's what everyone needs.
Yeah. What about all the junk she had been in with all those years? I mean, I understand she meditated 12 hours a day. Look how diligent she was to this Hindu TM type stuff.
Oh, she was. She was in a group that studied directly under Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And so they went into it very intensely.
But she explains this love of God literally broke her free of all of that bondage. It was greater than the bondage.
That's right. And she left it all behind.
And also, I think it's really neat is that when she returned to her room, the picture of Jesus supernaturally had moved beside her pillow.
That's right. It was on the wall, which was quite a distance from the bed. And when she came into her bedroom, the picture was laying right there on her bed. and she knew it was a sign from God that Jesus was saying, you know, I'm your Savior, I'm your Lord, I'm close to you, I'm going to come even closer and deeper in your life. And that was just a unique experience.
Just out of curiosity, you've spent a lifetime researching these things, and you came from a New Age background, but when you did this book, was there one thing that really struck you that perhaps you hadn't even thought much about before?
Well, the thing that really gripped me through story after story, 10 people in this book that were truth seekers, is the key issue. The key issue is this, is truth objective or subjective? Now, what does that mean? Let me simplify it. Many people teach that you can have your truth, I can have my truth, and we can all be right at the same time. That's the idea that truth is subjective. It's created by each individual person. Or is truth the same for everybody? Is it objective? And I believe we prove in this book that the truth is the same for everyone.
It reminds me of Pontius Pilate, who said, "What is truth?" And Jesus said, "What a great question." No, but he should have said that. Well, we're out of time, but I want to get a number of these books in your hands. You must understand these subjects or you won't understand the end times. And you have friends that are trapped in the maze of the New Age. This book will get them out. We're making the book and the bonus teaching CD of this interview plus additional teaching available for a gift of $22. Shabbat broadcast. Let me pray over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.